Hi, thanks for joining us on Hometown to Hollywood. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide and Young Hollywood Actors. And today, my guest on this podcast is actress, singer, and writer Cozy Zuhlsdorf. Cozy is best known for her work on Dolphin Tale and Dolphin Tale 2, Freaky Friday, Pure Country, Pure Heart, Mighty Med, and Sophia the First. Cozy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
I am so excited to have you here. It's been a long time coming.
Yes. Oh my gosh. When did we meet each other? How old was I?
I was 13? Dove was 16.
Okay.
So, and you're...
And I'm 21 now.
And she's 23.
Okay, so a really long time
14,
ago.
14?
Yeah.
7 years ago.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I know. This just makes me super happy.
That warms my heart.
I know. And back then, at 14, you were amazing.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You were, though. Clearly. I mean, that's why we met, right? Because there was this project going on.
Uh-huh.
And you had some projects under your belt by then.
Yeah. Dolphin Tale, I think, had just come out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I met you on my first big pilot. So it was kind of the beginning of the big leagues, you know, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
Dolphin Tale with, Morgan Freeman and all that.
But I was fresh off of that, you know, and I barely even knew who those guys were at that age. So
Right. It
really felt like the beginning of kind of everything to come, you know?
Stuff starting to happen.
Yeah.
So when did you know that you wanted to be an actor?
That's a funny question because of how I got into it. So I don't know how much you know about the Enneagram. Do you know about that?
Just not enough to talk about it.
You'd love it.
Yeah?
You'd seriously love it. You should look it up. I'm a type 9, which means that someone in my life has to tell me, you should really try this. I'm really cautious. So my parents were in a band together before I was born in the
90s. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's actually very cool. And so I always knew I wanted to sing. My mom sang in church with me growing up. I just knew that was my passion, and my mom was the one who said, why don't you try out for the local school play? And I was very, very cautious again, but I just jumped in and got Annie. It was Annie. So I booked Annie.
You'd be the perfect Annie.
Thank you. I loved it immediately. So that was kind of when I was bit by the bug. But it really, I don't know, a lot of times when I'm giving interviews and someone asks for advice for, like, young girls, I mostly say, do things that scare you, you know? If you're afraid to dive, just dive afraid. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, just do it, even if it scares you. Like, fine, it scares you, but you're still doing it.
Don't,
like,
be stopped.
And you never know what is going to ignite a passion inside of you.
And if you don't try it, you will never know. And
you
that might
never
be the thing
know.
That just lights you up.
Exactly. If I had listened to that fear, I wouldn't find what I would say has become my biggest passion, which is acting.
I love that. That just actually gave me full body chills.
Aww.
Right now. So did you have someone who inspired you, or?
So many people. My mom had a lot of Barbara Streisand on in the house, so that definitely was inspiring. I really identified a lot with child actors, watching, like, Dakota Fanning or Hayden Panettiere or even Jodie Foster in her earlier work. I was really drawn. It's funny because a lot of the stuff that I've done is Disney, but I think Dove would agree too. It's like the things that we were drawn to at that age and still are drawn to don't always fit that genre.
Right.
You know? And so growing up, it was all about just bringing as much honesty and authenticity as I could to my work, you know? And then when it's something like Disney, you come at it from that place, but you just crank up the sparkle, basically, or the color, you know?
I love that you address that, because there's a lot of confusion about what some people might call, you know, Disney acting, if you will. And the truth is, good acting is good acting.
Yeah.
And it has to come from a place of truth.
Yes.
Regardless of the genre. And
totally.
And the thing that makes Disney acting something a little bit different is you just crank it all up a little bit. It's actually got more in common with, say, stage acting in some ways.
And I came from the theater, which is why it was such a natural transition.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think of it kind of like an Instagram filter. Like, it's the same picture. You just filter it and bring out different colors.
You sharpen and brighten it a little bit.
Exactly.
Well, so how did you actually get started? You live in Orange County, which is striking distance from LA, but it's
striking.
Not exactly like, you know, a piece of cake to come up here and audition for stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of it when I was driving up to your house because, you know, it's that long haul. And I'd say the hardest part about it was driving up for auditions. I'm sure your listeners know from listening to previous ones that auditions are really short. They're not super long. Like, the longest callback I've ever had in my life was 40 minutes. But usually, they're 5, 10 minutes.
Yeah, maybe 3 minutes.
Maybe 3 minutes, exactly. And so imagine driving 2.5 hours...
each way.
Just for a 3-minute thing. So, to be honest with you, like, there have been a couple of times where it's just been really stressful because you don't want to get in your head on the whole drive. You know, it's easier to just get your mind off of it if you live 20 minutes away, but if you are going to drive for 2.5 hours and just sit there and think about what's about to happen, I put together really specific playlists of music that the character would kind of listen to, or I go with someone so I can talk to them the whole drive and not really get in my head.
To get into his own. That's funny. Exactly. Dove does the same thing with playlists.
Really?
She makes playlists every time. She's done it a couple of times for big auditions. Yeah. Mostly she does it once she's got a role to get her into that character.
Music is so deeply important. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's interesting. So I've discovered this just watching Dove too with the whole audition process. Once you've got your lines memorized, in some ways it's kind of good to like get into a different zone, like get out of that groove. So when you pop back into it, you're fresh.
There's such a thing as over rehearsing. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. When I work with my acting coach, shout out to Devin Odessa. Hey girl. When I work with her, once I do something and we've hit the nail on the head as far as the intention and the honesty, she goes, "Oh my gosh, I love that." And then she goes, "Stop, don't memorize what you just did." Because if you go in like a little robot and recreate, let's say you recreate exactly what you did in that room, it won't be real the second time.
It'll be dead. It won't be breathing.
It will be dead, exactly. So I even go as far as, usually your reader, you know, in the audition isn't exactly like trying to give you an Oscar performance. They're not doing that on purpose. It's kind of to vet you.
Yeah.
But if they give me anything at all, I'll vibe off of it and try to kind of mold my performance to the connection that we have, just to kind of, even in an effort to show the casting director that I'm malleable, and like, even if it's obvious that I wouldn't have made that choice.
I like that. Well, and that's obviously a huge thing for casting directors to see that. I mean, it's akin to taking direction.
Yes.
Because it's being live in the moment and responding to what
totally
you're being given.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Oh, hey, someone didn't turn off her phone. This is not a live podcast, but it's an authentic podcast.
Meanwhile, I go check to make sure my phone is silent. Yeah, we're good. Okay.
I'm usually so good. So you're how old? You get Annie. You discover you love performing. Oh my gosh, this is a thing that isn't scary. It makes me feel alive.
Yes.
Then what?
Then I enroll in acting classes.
Okay, good.
So my older sister, she's 4 years older than me. She actually tried out for some commercials when we were young, which was about when she was 8, so I was 4. And at that time, we had an old Volvo with no AC, and we'd make that drive in the summer with no AC.
In Southern California, that is brutal.
Literally torture. And so I had all these, like flashback, like, triggering memories of just sweating in the car, like, waiting for this commercial audition for my sister. And so when my acting teachers started approaching my mom and saying, "You should really get her into it professionally," I was like, no, there's no way. And my mom, you know, reminded me that our car at the time did have AC, that it might feel different than it did before. And my sister had tried it for so short that it was just kind of a fleeting memory. So I kind of auditioned for a few agents, and one of them was Pam, who is just the queen.
Patron saint.
The literal queen. I listen to her interview, obviously, because I just adore her.
This is Pam Fisher of Abrams, for anybody who's sure about who we're talking
about.
She's just
a beautiful person.
She is.
And it makes the work she does really beautiful. So anyway, I digress. Met with her.
Pam.
Yeah. Shout out to Pam. I had a commercial agent at the time that I met with her, but very soon after that, I ended up just going with Pam for everything, and she has just been a dream. And so with her, suddenly I was in all these rooms that I hadn't even imagined before. Because like I said, I was just doing commercials, and suddenly I'm auditioning for all these things. So I remember Oh, this is a throwback. I don't even know if I've ever said this publicly. I totally auditioned for Ant Farm, got a same-day callback for Olive.
Oh, my God.
And couldn't believe it. You know, I was so shook. So I got this callback. We go there later that day. I'm auditioning, and then the people in the room started laughing, and I looked at them. I was so confused because I had never done this. Yeah. You know, I was like so new, and they were like, "Oh, honey, don't look at us." And so they called Pam, and were like, "She's too green. She's good, but she's like so new. She's not ready." So after that, I think I auditioned for one more movie, and then Dolphin Tale, and it just. The director of Dolphin Tale is an actor, Charles Martin Smith. Mm. He was in American Graffiti. I believe Never Cry Wolf, I think, was the other most known thing he's done. So he saw something in me that he believed enough in his ability to kind of help me learn the ropes. And he was right. I think he even would say things like stage left, stage right, like just to help me out.
Yeah.
So that I understood what was going on. But I will always accredit him to just giving me my chance, you know?
That's huge. Yeah. That is really huge.
Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.